It's Monday, November 11th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today: tech job data and employee motivation, news on breaches from an unlikely source, and does Apple have a bias problem in the Apple Card? This is the Business of Tech. Some new data on tech jobs. There's nearly 1 million open tech jobs in the U.S. Software developers make up nearly one-third of all these roles. The biggest trend coming out of the report shows that work-life balance is the key driver, with the overall employment package being more important than just competitive pay. In fact, a company's mission may even trump all the other perks, as work that aligns with an individual's own goals may be the most important driver. Nearly half of tech workers said they wouldn't accept an offer if they weren't interested in the product, and 43% would turn down an offer for a company with a poor reputation. Why do we care? It's an employee's market, and understanding the motivations of employees will make the difference for those who perform and those who struggle. Labor remains the number one expense line in most technology providers' profit and loss statements, so understanding that pay is not the only factor here matters to retention. Keeping valuable employees is key when the market is so difficult. Last week, the story was Microsoft experimenting with the four-day work week and seeing productivity boost because of it. That kind of different thinking is what will help build a balanced and comprehensive package. There's good data here. Link in the show notes. An unlikely source for tech news, the National Law Review. On Thursday, the publication published an article breaking down internal breach response data, finding not only a 37% increase in ransomware attacks, but that 25% of those were against managed services providers. The article, clearly focused on a non-technical audience, goes on to provide definitions of what MSPs are and give specific guidance on how a business should deal with outsourcing of IT. Why do we care? This is trend spotting. Last week, there was coverage of ConnectWise's announcement of MSPs being targeted, and that was picked up by ZDNet. Back on the 1st, we discussed the MSP wall of shame put up by researchers at Armor, and that's been picked up by mainstream media. And on October 23rd, we reported FBI warnings around security. And that's just within the last 2 weeks. For those involved in delivering technology services in the small and medium market space, the coverage is shining a light into the security weaknesses of all these companies. When pundits have talked about reputation damage, this is what is meant here. Do not be surprised when customers ask you about your security profile, and do not be surprised if they have explicit expectations about your capabilities. The promise of managed services started with the idea of assuming more risk on behalf of your customers. Now, customers are cashing in on that, and you need to be ready. Apple's being investigated for possible gender discrimination involving its new credit card, the Apple Card. It all started when a husband and wife compared their Apple Card spending limits and found that the man's limit was much higher than the woman's, even though she has a better credit score than her husband. After some tweets about this mismatch, New York State regulators said over the weekend that they'd investigate how the Apple Card's algorithm evaluates applicants' credit, according to the New York Times. Apple has so far directed complaints to Goldman Sachs, the financial institution behind the Apple Card. Why do we care? Well, this one's more trend spotting, as AI and algorithmic-based decision-making is being questioned for its impact in the real world. Last week, the DoD released their ethics guidelines for AI and included both guidance to ensure lack of bias, but also to focus on ensuring that the process is not a black box without insight, with this kind of algorithm often being not deterministic, but rather probabilistic. You aren't necessarily getting the same results every time, and you don't necessarily know how a decision was made without explicitly ensuring a human is part of the loop. Here's where the tech can get into serious trouble. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Did you catch last week's episode? Three topics in 30 minutes, including learning about blockchain, how you can get value from a peer or mastermind group, and the U.S. military delivers via drone to a submarine and the implications on the market. Catch the show in your favorite podcatcher or on MSPradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. You can find us online at MSPradio.com, in your favorite podcatcher, in your news flash for Amazon Alexa, or find episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Like what you hear? Share with one colleague to help us grow the audience, and we'll see you tomorrow.